The local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to the Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that ever mindful of your final judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with you in perfect joy hereafter, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this eighth Sunday after the Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 44. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay, and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly, as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and we continue with our sermon him. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When Jesus was speaking to the crowd, some believed and followed him. Some who heard Jesus opposed him, but they were still part of the crowd. And many listened, but they didn't repent and believe in him, certainly not right away. So it was confusing. Who were the faithful? Who were not? How do you know? Why doesn't God just do something about it right then and there? You know, get rid of the evil ones. And we still have confusion around Jesus today. Some believe and follow him, attending to his words, trusting in him, believing his promises. Others oppose Jesus and his teachings, but appear to be part of the church. And many listen, but, well, they don't repent and trust in Jesus yet. Well, God, who sees hearts, knows who the faithful are. He chose them before the foundation of the world. Their names are written in the book of life. But we don't see hearts. We don't have the ability to know who is in Christ and who's not. Not everybody who has a membership in a congregation or even attend regularly in church will enter the kingdom of God. This can be confusing. So Jesus explains in the parable, he has indeed sown the good seed in the world. There are true sons and daughters of the kingdom growing where he has planted them. And yet in the same place, the evil one, the devil, has planted evil ones to grow right alongside those who belong to Jesus. From our point of view, it might seem simpler, easier if the Lord would just have the evil removed and you know, take them out of our midst. But apparently there are entanglements that are too risky for the Lord to do this. This is where he compares it to the weeds that are right there intertangled with the wheat, and so they remain. Removing the sons of the evil one would uproot some of the sons of the kingdom, some of the children of God. Now, Jesus doesn't want us to worry about this, and he assures us that this will be taken care of at the end of the age, at the close of the age. He told his disciples, just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. While you endure the challenges in this life, even observing and experiencing evil and sin in the church, Jesus wants you to keep in mind the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Jesus is the Son of Man who will send his angels to gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers and throw them into the fiery furnace. That is where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus is clear. There is a place of eternal torment that is separate from him and his kingdom that is awaiting those for whom it is reserved. And it's not a temporary holding place where you wait for an appeal or hope to get out early on good behavior. It's not like doing time in prison. There are no visitors. There's no free time. It's a place where people go who are cast out of God's presence after the final judgment, at the end of the age when Christ returns. It is forever. Weeping and gnashing of teeth is probably a nice way of describing how people will be expressing the torment and the hopelessness. At the end of the age, there are two places you can end up: the kingdom of the Father, the fiery furnace. And Jesus gives us clear warning because he doesn't want us to turn away from him. He has come into the world because we deserve this torment. We are also lawbreakers. We were born in sin, sinful from birth, sinful from our mother's womb. There's no one righteous, no, not one. No one has kept the law perfectly, so we all deserve to be cut off from God, to be cast out of his presence where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus came to keep the law on your behalf. He took your sin upon himself, and he suffered the punishment that you deserve when he drank God's cup of wrath. And he suffered that separation from the Father on the cross. It was through his obedience, suffering, and death that Jesus rescued you from being cast into that fiery furnace. You have been baptized into Jesus. You have been delivered from this judgment. In Christ, you have been declared righteous. Instead of being cast into the fiery furnace, you will shine like the sun in the kingdom of God. And Jesus came to reveal the kingdom of God in himself. He left that throne, set aside the glory of heaven, and he came into the world to gather those whom God the Father had given him. God was acting in the world through Jesus. Jesus was sent by the Father, just as had been promised. His reign was taking place when Jesus was here present in the world. Through his words and actions, Jesus was reclaiming and restoring the world. His kingly reign appeared small, though, compared to great earthly kingdoms, worldly kingdoms that were prominent. It was hidden in this small town rabbi with a dozen disciples of no great worldly significance. Yet everything about him, everything he said, everything he did was true. It was confusing to the crowd that God's kingdom would look this way. Why would God allow evil and sin to remain alongside his reign in the world? Why would he not just wipe out the enemy completely in some great campaign and have a clear, decisive victory right then and there? But that's not how Jesus came to reign. He came to plant good seeds in the world, and it takes time to grow. He didn't plant the seeds of sin and evil that appear alongside the good seed, but he will allow them to grow right along with the good, side by side, at least for now. Jesus tells him this is the way it is. And he doesn't want the people to turn away from him because of sin and evil. Many people are still confused about Jesus and his kingdom today. If Jesus is the King of Kings, where's the evidence? Why isn't he more obvious? If Jesus is really God, why does he allow bad things to happen? If Jesus is God, why am I suffering? As Jesus explains, until this gets sorted out in the end, there will be even evil in the world, even in his church. He has sown the good seed through his word in the church, where the sons of the kingdom are growing. And this is where the devil has sown the weeds, the sons of the evil one. So there will be those who are opposing the reign of Jesus in and around what we observe to be the church. This is the way it is. This should not surprise us or discourage us. We don't have the ability to discern who is in or who is not a part of the true church. Sin and evil remain present in church communities and among people who publicly confess an affiliation, even a faith in Jesus. So we observe and experience the effects of sin and evil even in church communities. And yet we are to continue in faith in Jesus until the last day. That is his desire. That's what he does for us through his word. We are to continue repentant and humbled for our sins and patient and forbearing and forgiving toward those who sin against us. Even as we gather regularly here, where the Son of Man sows the good seed through his word and his sacrament. Small and insignificant as that seed may seem, it is powerful and effective. It is at work in you. In your baptism, you were made a son of God, an heir of the kingdom. You've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus, that blood that was shed for you on the cross. And he comes to you through his word and his sacrament to keep you secure in him, to give you that assurance that you are in his kingdom. We can eagerly look forward to Christ's return, the harvest at the end of the age, when the Son of Man will send his angels, and the causes of all sin and lawbreakers will be cast in the fiery furnace. And then you, the righteous, shall shine like the sun in the kingdom of your Father. He who has ears, let him hear. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together, we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We pray. Redeemer and Lord of hosts, the future is in your hands. Remove all fear from us, and keep us mindful that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of heaven and earth, we give thanks that your Son, Jesus Christ, died to redeem the world and restore creation. Until new life supplants the groanings of this age, lead us to steward your creation well, not in waste, but in wise and diligent use with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, pour out the blessing of your Holy Spirit on the delegates who will assemble in convention this week. Give wisdom to those who propose, deliberate, and decide for the work and welfare of our synod. Guard all who speak and all who listen. Give us courage to do with integrity what we promise. Bless our plans and actions, and grant success. Only let our banner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. We give you thanks for all who serve as instruments of your compassion, those who care for the elderly at home, and those who work in retirement and nursing facilities. Grant that we also may serve as your hands, feet, and voices to give comfort and company to the lonely. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you are slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Be patient with those who do not repent or believe. Send your Holy Spirit to bring them into saving faith. Lord, in your mercy, guide the leaders of all nations that they would work for peace and justice in the face of conflict and discord. By or despite their efforts, protect the weak and defenseless. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to you all who endure the bondage of decay through infirmity and weakness, especially Marlis, Pastor Jones, Haley, Marlis, Pastor Sedlock, Ruth, Irma, Lacey, Jim, Lewis, Greg, Diane, Nancy, Ben, Mark, Blaine, Audrey, Mary Jo, Lynn, Ralph, Amy, Ben, Cookie, Sarah, Marlene, and Phyllis. Deliver them according to your will, and strengthen and preserve their faith, that they may rejoice that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. Lord, in your mercy, preserve us in hope for what we do not see. Grant that we would receive your Holy Supper with hearts free from pride, presumption, or any other sin that would profane his precious body and blood. May we rejoice in his bodily presence for our forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you have called us according to your purpose. You cause all things to work together for our good. Keep us safe until that day when you gather us with the saints into your kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We continue with the offertory. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, For you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to the temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. True blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given for you. Sonia, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given unto death for you. Take and eat. the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. The true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and eat. The body of Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. The very blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Xavier, may the Lord bless you and grant you his saving faith. Shelby, may the Lord bless you and grant you his saving faith. You and keep you in the grace in which you've been baptized. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Should I pour some of these or should I get it from the... table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given to you. Hunter, the Lord bless you and grant you saving faith. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Savior Jesus Christ given unto death for you. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. You may be seated for the closing hymn.